Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Real good. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We got a great show for you today. I've wanted to do this show for quite a while, but Dan John, he is a coach, and he is a very, very busy guy, so we had to work it out around his schedule, but this is going to be an important show today. Before we get started, I want to mention something. We did the show the other day on the dangers of microwave cooking, and I've received numerous emails as well as some posts up on the Superhuman Radio website in the comment section about that particular show. And I just want to touch on a couple things real quick, and then we'll get into the interview. There's a fellow named Eric who understandably is frustrated by this kind of information. You know, the food we eat is no good. You know, now microwave ovens are no good. What are we supposed to do? You know, nothing works. Pretty soon we'll be standing in the corner with tinfoil on our heads, hiding from life. You know, I understand the frustration that people have about this sort of information, but you have to understand something. We've been fed, unfortunately, by the media, the government, and companies who would take our dollars and give us things that make us sick, the wrong information. And the old adage, you know, don't kill the messenger. It has to apply here. Microwave ovens are no good, not even for reheating water. Try the test at home. I'm going to be actually doing the test with two plants side by side. I'm going to start this weekend, and I will post pictures. I'm going to heat water in a microwave oven, let it cool to room temperature, water one plant with previously microwaved water and one plant with just regular tap water. We're going to see if the plant with the microwave water dies like William Thomas says it will, and he claims that it happens every single time that somebody does it, so we're going to find out. But the bottom line is this. I understand you're frustrated. Now what do you do? How do you heat your coffee at work? You're going to have to find other ways. That's the bottom line. I mean, if you could buy a house for $10, but its interior covered with asbestos, would you buy it? Of course not, because you'll die eventually. So, yeah, you know, I understand the frustration. I understand the concerns, but you do have to be aware of these things. You know, deal with it. Take the 80-20 rule. 80% of your life, try to correct the things you can. 20%, forget about it. But, you know, the frustration needs to be pointed at the companies that introduced microwave ovens to us, knowing the damage that they do, the carcinogenic effects to foods, the changes in DNA, and the radiation that they fill our house with every time we use them. Okay? And I'm sorry that I had to be the one to deliver the information. Now on to lighter and more important stuff. Dan John is a coach, and he is the author of a great book that I read regularly. I keep it next to my bed. I crack it open from time to time and just start wherever I open up and read. And it's always filled with not only great information about training, but great information about life. You know, it's just a fantastic book. I would urge anyone out there who's looking for a great book to read to go to DaveDraper.com and order Dan John's book, Never Let Go. How you doing, Dan?
Hey, I'm really doing fine. It's been a We had a nice track meet last night, and the weather's finally clearing up a little bit, and I've got a, my interns are watching my classes now. I got one from Ireland, and another guy's local, and so my life is easing up, as complex as it is.
I know you're busy, and I really appreciate you making time to do this show.
No problem.
This is a really important show, and I'm going to tell you why. Many of us, we do the same thing day in and day out in the gym, and we know that that's not the best approach. And we're looking for something different to do all the time. But, you know, you change rep schemes, you change set schemes, you change movements a little bit, you do this, you do that, and you still don't really have a break out of that mold of doing the same old thing. When I first read your book, and then again about a month ago, I happened to crack it open to the chapter where you talk about Sergei Litvinov.
Right.
And I thought to myself, you know, I never heard of Sergei, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who have heard of him. But there's also probably a lot of people who have never heard of him. And I think that there's some real pearls of wisdom in that chapter that you wrote about Sergei. And I want to discuss that today. So first of all, let's start from the beginning. When did you first learn about Sergei?
Oh, I mean, I followed his career. But the important thing is a conversation I had with John Powell, you know, after the 83 and then the 83 World Championships. And you know, John was talking about how this guy is doing stuff different. What he was doing front squats with 180 kilos, which is 396, for sets of eight, and then he'd run a 75-second 400 meters. And he did this for a couple sets. Now, listen, if all you did was 180 kilos for sets of eight in the front squat, if you're already doing that, we don't really need to talk anymore. You're probably doing fine.
You're advanced already. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Then to pull off a 75-second 400 to, you know, and what really hit John and really hit the rest of us is that there might be another way to do all this stuff instead of, now listen, I'm telling you the truth. Powell wrote this great thing called Power to the People Monthly, and Volume 1, Issue 2, talk is the easy strength article. It's like one of those watershed things that to get stronger, it's pretty simple, and it really is. We've known how to get stronger for a long time. You know, you keep the reps to, you know, 2 to 5. You have ample rest periods. You keep things simple. And if you did that, you could get extremely strong, scary strong, massively strong. But does that translate over? Does that translate over to sport? Does that translate over to everything else? What Litvinov, and from then to kind of honor him, I've kept the names, Litvinovs are when you take a strength movement and you follow it up with a movement. So the classics are front squats and sprints. And of course, I've developed a whole bunch of others. And in fact,
right,
in our backyard, we do this one where you take, you put a sled on, you hook up a sled to your back, and you do overhead squats, throw the bar down, and sprint away with the sled. Now, you say, well, what's the key? Well, I learned this lesson years ago. I got hurt years ago. And a good friend of mine, a doctor, said, you know, you're a strength athlete. Why don't you just go the opposite direction? You really should swim to, you know, keep your exercise, and you might as well bike. And so I figured, well, since I was biking and swimming, I might as well do a triathlon, right? Of course, that makes sense. That's because I'm a lunatic. So I went from being a strength athlete to a triathlete in about, you know, 2 days. And one of the things I noticed when I did triathlons is when you jump off the bicycle and you start to run, you really run like an idiot for about the first 50 feet.
Right.
Because you've been bicycling for so long, and then you start to run. Well, it's funny because all these things kind of just came together for me. That the thing about like football, you're blocking me and I'm fighting, I'm hand fighting you off. And so basically it's the two of us are belly bumping and just pushing and pushing. And then I break away and I have to run down the ball carrier. But that's not how we train. We do 5 sets of 5 in the squat, 5 sets of 5 in the bench, 5 sets of 5 in the clean, 5 sets of 5 in the deadlift. Then we walk outside, change shoes, and then we do some sprints. But in the football game, that transition was less than a tenth of a second.
Right.
So we're doing all this stuff that's wonderful and it all works, but it doesn't carry over. And so the cool thing about the Litvinovs, and I'll tell you one thing, the first time you do front squats, and here's a great for the listeners, just get yourself a kettlebell and go find a place, or two kettlebells, and do goblet squats or double kettlebell front squats. Do a set of 10, throw them down and sprint away.
That's actually my first attempt at a Litvinov-esque movement. That was
yeah.
it. I took a 45-pound kettlebell to the park. I actually did swings, left arm first, right arm second,
okay.
and then ran.
Okay, that's, yeah. That, you have to be a little careful on the first movement. Universally, I think most people can squat and then do something. And then with a kettlebell, swings and do something. With a kettlebell, now we're, as you can see, I'm continuing this away. Less people can do kettlebell snatches and do something. Less people can do cleans with a barbell and do something.
Is it because of that phenomenon? Like when you were a kid, someone would say, "Rub your belly and your top of your head at the same time," and you can't do it.
You need a lot of time on the first movement. We've also experimented with things like deadlifts. You know, where you deadlift and then sprint away, and for most people, that is a really good, informative thing for them to do. By the way, that works really well with the sled, especially one tied around your waist.
Dan, hold that thought for a second. With the deadlift, the sled, and then running away, I want to pick up when we come back. We got to take a quick commercial break. We're talking today with Coach Dan John. We're talking about Sergei Litvinov's contribution to strength and conditioning. This is going to be a great show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it.
There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Are you bored at work? Listen to the Superhuman Channel daily. Catch older episodes of Superhuman Radio, plus listen to Superhuman Radio live every day at 1 p.m. Pacific.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind everybody that Primordial Performance is having a one-week sale. It started yesterday on the 14th, and it will continue for 1 week. Everything on their website is up to 40% off. They've got some great products, not just strength and muscle builders. They've got a great antioxidant, berry-based antioxidant product. They've got one of the finest vitamin E products out there. It has all eight factions of vitamin E, tocopherols, and tocotrienols. It's called Toco 8. Check it out. Go to primordialperformance.com. Take advantage of the 40% off discount. We're talking today with Coach Dan John. We're exploring the teachings of Sergei Litvinov and his contribution to strength and conditioning. Dan, before we went into the break, you were talking about doing deadlifts with a sled and then running off with a sled.
Well, yeah, and so you can kind of see the progress we've kind of gone on this. You know, originally we tried the front squat and then that kind of striding 400 meters. But then over time, you know, we played around with it to, you know, incorporate more and more things, including using the sleds, which are, you know, the sleds work great. Again, you have to have some background in the movement. If you have if you strap onto a sled and you've never done a snatch before, well, you can't do it. It's going to be too complex. But strapped into a sled, you can do double front squats with a kettlebell. You can do front squats. You can do overhead squats. There's a picture of me on the web doing with some overhead squats. But the deadlift is very low-end, you know, pretty simple exercise.
Yeah.
So if you want to try sleds for the first time and do this idea, then, you know, you could do deadlifts. The one little thing people are going to miss the first time, you'll learn the lesson quickly, but let me share it with you, is that the barbell cannot be in the path of the sled.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was just thinking of.
And I say that, and it's funny because you learn it the first time, but it's not good for you or the equipment to run fast a sled into a barbell. And so,
but it must be funny as hell to watch.
Oh, that's part of the joy of this stuff. You know, and when people will ask me, it's funny, when people say, well, what muscle does it build or some idiocy like that? And it's not, or even what system does it build? Well, it builds the system that makes you great in sport. It builds the system that allows you to go from one thing to the other. And really, I mean, if you use the hunter paradigm as from humans, it's what a hunter does. You go from one thing to the next thing immediately. You know, if you're a hunter with a spear, you have to go from, say, sprinting or jogging to throwing instantly. You don't stop, change shoes, and then throw the javelin at the deer, right?
Right.
You just stop and fire. One of the things you start to pick up when you do this is that the volume of this workout is very short. Three good efforts is probably the most people honestly do. So you were talking about three sets in a workout. Could it be the whole workout? Yeah, or I've done that many times. So when you do something like a set of eight with a reasonably tough squat movement, followed by a really hard push sprint, doing that three times is pretty solid. I mean, I'm sure there's people going to do more, but I always emphasize on this workout absolute quality over everything else.
Right.
Quantity takes a
give the
real
sprint. Give the sprint everything you got. Don't try to save it right. So you can do five sets or six sets. Give the sprint everything you got. But that
right.
And I found that. I mean, I was huffing and puffing walking back to those kettlebells. I mean,
yeah.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know how far I sprinted. I'll tell you the truth. I mean, I'm 51. I'll be 52 soon. So I wasn't trying to break any records or anything like that. But I gave it I sprinted between two light poles in the park. They're pretty far apart. And when I got to the other end, I was out of breath. I mean, I was really.
We don't measure the sprint at all because. I've worked with people like these kind of, this guy who climb mountains and stuff like that, and they can really push this slow sprint a long way.
Right.
It was kind of one step from jogging, but it was like, it takes a couple workouts for them to realize that they're just doing something that allow them to go a long ways. It's not the workout. That's not the workout.
Right.
We're trying to, in fact, I've done the workout where you really try to sneak right up on the edge of, like in a front squat. Now, the problem is if you do it outside, you have to clean that front squat
right
first. So now you're running some other issues. But so if, say, like 225, if you can get 10 front squats with 225, and if you sneak up on that eighth one where you're starting to kind of catch, things are starting to catch as you come up, and then sprint away, you're not going to get that. Pushing the squat in that case really makes for an interesting sprint because – now you're coming into a sprint really fatigued, and you have to really relearn how to go fast for a few seconds.
Well, I'll tell you something else that's interesting. I've never really sprinted a whole lot on Earth. I mean, I've done sprints on treadmills, and I've done fast elliptical machine work like most of us have. But for those of us out there who don't normally sprint, you need to acclimate yourself to the sprint first, because if you've never sprinted and you just burst into a sprint, you'll really impress the hell out of yourself. Like, wow, I'm going really fast. Well, the next day, your glutes and your hip flexor muscles will punish you.
Yeah.
If you're not used to sprinting, it's something that you need to gradually adapt to as well, especially if you're going to do deadlifts or front squats and then sprint for the first time in 10 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think everybody needs it. At the least one sprint light workout every 2 weeks.
And I'll tell you, sprinting is one of those things that you really need to know how to do, because God forbid you find yourself in a situation where you got to run fast and you're not used to running fast. You're
exactly.
going to find yourself really in a scary situation.
Exactly. And I also too, I mean, what it does for you physically or physiologically probably is amazing. You can really, people always ask me about fat burning workouts, and I always tell them, run three honest 400 meters. Well, how long should I rest in between? And I'll just laugh because I know they haven't tried it. I know they haven't tried it. If you run an all-out 400 meters, your recovery may be days. The lactic acid hit from, say, the 200-meter mark to the finish, you might be thinking you're going as fast as you can, and your friends will be laughing their butts off because the bear will be on your back, and it's hilarious to watch.
Right.
The amount of... And, of course, lactic acid, if we could bottle it and sell it, is the best fat burner there is.
Right.
And the problem is it hurts so much to get it. That's why no one wants it.
And Michael Boyle did a show with me, and we talked about satellite cell differentiation, muscle fiber differentiation. When you sprint, the fibers that are still influenceable will be influenced to change so that there's a greater degree of hypertrophy in the muscle. Sprinting is really a good thing to do. Not enough people sprint. Everybody does these long, arduous, pacing themselves, and you really need to start moving quickly, briskly.
Carl, you just summarized. If everybody is doing something, by God, don't. if your grandma is doing long elliptical workouts and still huge, there's a good, the world is trying to indicate something. Everybody always wants medium. Everyone always wants, you want to do the elliptical for 6 minutes, every day and think you're working out. no one wants to spend time on those odd ends of the power laws.
Right.
You know, I can guarantee you this. One all-out 400 meter is going to do more impact on you than, honest to God, hours.
And I was going to say, that's evidenced by, take your pulse before you do it. Take your pulse after you do it. Take your pulse an hour after you did it. Take your pulse 3 hours after you do it. You'll find that your pulse rate is still elevated 3 hours after sprinting because of the changes in your physiology are dramatic from sprinting.
Exactly. And the one thing, I was getting ready for this thing a couple of years ago. My brother Gary gave me, I thought, some good advice. He said, you know, which is, if you really want to train, just train to be a 200 meter runner, because if you can sprint 200 meters, you can extend that out to 800 meters easily. 1600 is easy too. And really, honestly, if you can sprint 200 meters, you can probably run a marathon if you feel like it. You know, but who would want to do that? But the opposite is not true. If you take somebody who's a marathon runner and you time them in the 200, you know, you need a sundial for God's sake, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's good. Where was Sergei from?
Oh, he was a Soviet.
Okay. Did all the Soviets train like this, or was he unique?
No. That's one of the great things about it. There's so many myths about the Soviet Union training. I can only talk about a few. I'm actually good friends with his arch competitor, Yuri Sadik. And Yuri Sadik, if you read the book, I talk about my new book too, the 40-day workouts. These guys were, Yuri Sadik and Bondarchuk were kind of famous for these, you know, repeatable workouts where you do the same lift, you know, probably, you do the same five lifts, maybe 40 workouts in a row with very small changes. You just got in the weight room, you did a few sets of this, a few sets of that, and you went home. And Litvinov was in a totally different world. So this idea that the Soviet Union had one box of training is not true. And the more work I do with Pavel, the more time I spend studying. The powerlifters are a little bit more honest than anybody else. That's why I study their stuff.
Yeah.
You'll notice that there's really only one, maybe two schools of Olympic lifting training now. But in powerlifting, there's dozens. And so you get this real chance through powerlifting to see how many different ways you can approach the same three simple movements. So, no, Litvinov did things differently. A guy named Nikulin did a lot of light ball throwing. Yuri Tom threw kettlebells as his training program.
He threw kettlebells, like a hammer, in other words. He threw kettlebells.
Yeah, one time I was at College of San Mateo when the Soviet national team was there, and I was sitting up there watching him. And I didn't know what the thing he had was, but now I'd call it a kettlebell. And he just kind of walked up and down the field throwing it about, I mean, every way you can imagine, left-handed, right-handed, over his head, through his legs, you know. And then I later saw some videos of the German javelin throwers doing the same things. So the important point is this, is that there's no question that many roads can get you to your goals, which is why there's Nautilus training, some of the principles still work for some people. You know, the high-intensity stuff, they still work.
Right.
German volume training still works for some people. You know, I'm a low-carb guy. My friend Lyle McDonald can explain it better why I'm a low-carber, because that's the way I'm built.
Right.
You know, I thrive in a low-carb environment.
Do you think you changed as you got older? Because I'm a low. I have to eat low-carb now because I can't tolerate carbohydrates any longer.
Well, let me just say this. Back in the 70s at Utah State, I came in at 7.9% body fat. I weighed 218 and threw the discus 190. And I was the smallest discus thrower at meets until you realized if you went by body fat, I had a lead on it. I was bigger than everybody else. I just wasn't fat.
Right.
Well, then I was given information by some guys at the United States Olympic Center to eat more carbs. My body weight shot up to 273 and I didn't throw as far.
But it was all because it was all fat, right?
It was all fat.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been a low carber my whole life, and I got some really bad advice. But yeah, I don't want to step on any Lyle's thunder, but I think people are more psychologically maybe there's some psychological issues with dieting, and maybe the way you're born is more important. I'm not saying the O, you know, the O, the A, the B, and the AB diet, you know, whatever that became.
Right,
the
right.
Blood typing.
Right, AO, APO, I mean, diet, right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, some of that might, I don't have a problem with it. I think there's probably some truth in it, you know what I'm saying? But I think there's a lot of factors in there. And so many roads can get you there, but the important thing is to find the right one. You know, I mean, you can go from this school to that school to this school to that school and never get very far. Or you might luck out and just find the perfect training program for you. And you might luck out and hit the right diet. And your miles, of course, if you're like me, though, when you get the right diet and the right training program, you get bored quickly and try something else.
And that's what a lot of people do, actually. A lot of times people stumble onto what works, but then they're so anxious to change it up that they bypass the potential benefits. Listen, Dan, we got to take a break. Hold your thought there. When we come back, we'll talk more about the nutritional aspect. And I want to get more into Sergey Litvinov a little bit as well. We're talking today with Coach Dan John. You can get a copy of his book at DaveDraper.com. It really is a great book. I promise you that if you buy this book, you'll fall in love with it. Never Let Go. It's not only filled with great information about training, but it's just a great book about life's lessons. Pick it up, okay? We'll be right back.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit Coach Rob Regis or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation.
Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Did you know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel.
Jumping higher, left, and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
How y'all feel out there?
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
Oh, yeah. All right.
It's 84 All right. beautiful Send degrees yourself. Here in sunny Phoenix, Arizona. I think I'm going to get out to the pool later today after I do my Litvi squats. Hey, you know what? That's another thing you got to be careful about. If you live in a really hot climate like this, you may want to be careful doing Litvi squats and sled runs and stuff like that, huh?
Well, the biggest problem we have is that the bar gets so hot. You know, in Utah, we're high desert, so in the summer, it's up at 120.
Yeah.
And it's just sun on the bar, and we've had people actually burn their hands. We think it's funny, but... So when we work outside with kettlebells in the bar, we have to keep a towel or a t-shirt on top of them.
Yeah, I bet. Let's talk about Sergey Litvinov for a second. First of all, his event was the hammer, right? He was a hammer thrower?
Yeah, four-turn hammer thrower, yeah.
But he was kind of unique for a hammer thrower, right? He was smaller than a lot of the guys that he was throwing against.
Yeah, he was about 90 kilos, about 198, 196. I mean, he got bigger, but not much. He was about 5'10". Yeah, Sadiq was a little, quite a bit taller, probably 3 inches maybe. But he's Litvinov was very fast. Oh my gosh.
And everybody pretty much attributes his abilities as an Olympic athlete to his style of training, right?
Well, the one thing the Soviets did well in the hammer is if you were a hammer thrower, you threw the hammer. And I know it sounds crazy to everybody. But, at a high school, it's like a high school track program. You know, you get this boy as a freshman, you teach him to shot put, a couple weeks later throws the discus, and then, he plays football, wrestles. The next year, he picks up. Well, in the Soviet Union, they throw the hammer all 4 years of high school, and then the hammer after that, and they throw the hammer. So one of the things he was able to come up with was he was in a lot of hammer throwing track meets his whole career, and it's a huge advantage. People forget sometimes Lance Dealer, silver medalist at the Olympics here in the United States of Atlanta. He's now the coach, throws coach up at Oregon. You know, he didn't pick up the hammer full time until he was out of college. So you can only imagine what a tremendous athlete Lance Deal is. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of factors. You know, it's always hard. Causal is always a tough one in the Olympic sports. You know, you notice you don't get a lot of Olympians in the swimming events from northern Canada. You know, it's just, there are lots of factors for
right.
success.
Right.
Yeah. So you know, he was. I mean, there was also that moment in time. There was a great moment in time where there was a discus throwing was stunning. In fact, he was during that great moment where the hammer throw literally changed. It became a different event because of a technical change, and so he was right there.
What was that technical? What was that technical change?
Well, instead of dragging the ball, you let the ball take you. And it's funny because when you look at the old style and the new style, you might not see it, but you can see it. You can see it by the numbers. You know, the world record at one time being 235. I mean, that wouldn't win a college meet now. It's 286. I mean, it's 286 now.
Wow!
Throw a 16-pound ball 286 feet. I mean, you know, these guys like Sadiq and Litvinov, they took it from 251 to 262 to 265 to 270 to 280. So, I mean, they were talking, you know, next time you're on a football field, you know, go from the goal line to what, almost the 20, I guess it is? I mean, that's on the other 20.
Right, I was going to say, right, yeah.
Long ways. So, you know, you never know. what causes something to explode like
Boy,
that
really is, and I just imagined that, and I thought about that. That really is a long distance.
Long ways, yeah.
For a projectile to fly, you know, that's not being shot out of a cannon.
Right, well, you know, at my peak in the discus, you know, if I was on the goal line and you were at the 50, I'd throw it way over your head.
Really?
If you're at the 40, yeah. If you're at the 40, I'd still throw it way over your head. And you were in danger of getting, you know, beaten badly between the 30 and the 35. On the up, you know, all the way back, yeah, so, and people have thrown farther than that. So, yeah, it's, when you use the football field as an eyeball, it does help a lot.
It crystallizes the distance we're talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, in the case of Litvinov, I mean, he apparently came up with this style of training where he took an anaerobic movement and combined it with an aerobic movement.
Well, yeah, again, when you start talking about pathways, you have to be careful because who knows what it is. You know, it's like, what, you know, when you go, I always talk about the important thing about it isn't, it's the gear change that's important. The gear change from going from a heavy squat to a sprint. When you do it, you know what I'm talking about. It's like, you'll feel like you've never worked your legs like that before.
Oh yeah, it takes you probably the first 15 or 20 strides to actually get your legs to cooperate.
Yeah.
After doing, because what I was doing was I was doing goblet squats and I was doing swings and then running off. And like the first 15 or 20 strides really are awkward. It's almost like, hey, look at me, I'm running. You know, it's like,
exactly.
You look a little goofy actually.
So. Yeah, and that's, to me, that's the more important thing. Because, you know, to be honest with you, I always struggle when we start throwing words like anaerobic and lactic and alactic, because honestly, it's so hard to find out what really is going on in an athlete. That's why there's so much information about cardio junk, because it's easy to test someone in an endurance event. You put them on a treadmill, or a bicycle, and you can take blood profiles while they're on it. You can put them on an oxygen mask.
Right.
You try to do that to somebody doing a back squat. You know, put an oxygen mask on somebody while they're trying to squat 600 pounds.
Right.
See how they do. Take a blood draw while somebody's snatching.
Yeah, biopsy a muscle, right?
Yeah, good luck. I mean, you know, it's just, so I've always, I don't want to say I look down. That's not true. I just know we're not there yet. We've got a long ways to go before we know any idea what we're talking about. And that's why those of us in the weight room are so far ahead of the, no offense to the researchers, but so far ahead of the researchers. It's because they don't have the tools yet. I can tell you what's going to get you better. They don't have they can study it and say, yeah, we think you're right, but they don't have the tools to tell, you know, to turn around and tell me, now try this. You know, if you follow that.
Yeah, the
research.
Because in the gym, we're looking at results that is measurable on our playing field, whatever that happens to be, if it's adding reps, adding weight or whatever.
Sure.
They're looking for biological reactions that would elucidate why you're making progress. And then we don't and the truth is we don't really care why in the end, right? As long as we know what we're doing is making us better and stronger, that's all we really care about.
Well, it's like that whole, I remember one time talking to somebody about testosterone, and they said that this product, you know, shows that there's more testosterone in the bloodstream. And this researcher said, well, that just means there's more testosterone in the bloodstream. It doesn't necessarily, it's supposed to be somewhere. Being in the bloodstream doesn't necessarily mean it's a good thing. And I thought, wow. So now something that simple is 1,000 times more complicated than I just made it. So, you know, when you're doing a set of squats, you're going to do 10 back squats with 750 pounds, no belt, no wraps, no spotter. And I'm going to come away with the conclusion that you're really, really strong. You know?
Yeah.
And you're probably strong enough to do any damn thing you want.
Right.
You know, for me to help you in your given sport, I'm thinking strength isn't one of the things we're going to work on.
Right.
How you got there is you might as well start talking about miracles and theology, to be honest with you. You'll probably have a clearer idea talking about miracles than you will about how you get to a 700-pound squat for 10.
What are the movements that you like to teach your athletes to incorporate into the Litvi sprint? You know, what do they do when they sprint away?
Okay, let's kind of go in order from the basic one, and then we'll move you up, okay? For the basic sprint, you'd go goblet squat, and then the double kettlebell front squat. And then I would move you to the bar, front squat, and then overhead squat. and I wouldn't go much beyond that. However, if you have an Olympic lifting background, it is an interesting thing to do a snatch or clean and jerk and sprint away.
Really?
It's a very interesting, but it's just interesting. It's not good.
What do you mean? What do you mean it's not good?
Because you have this hyper complex movement followed by sprinting. So why did you just take two good things and turn them into one bad thing? Whereas, you know, you're doing double kettlebell front squats. It's pretty low on the thinking list. You know,
right.
You could pretty much, your nervous system doesn't have to be hotwired to do a double kettlebell front squat, but it does do an Olympic snatch.
And then sprint. And then I also remember in the book that you started actually having guys sprint uphill. That's got to be torturous.
Well, the uphill thing works if you have a hill close. That's where the sleds came from. I used to have a place that had a hill. Then I had a place that didn't have a hill, so the sled stepped in to do that for us. So all sleds are is running uphill. That's all they are.
Right.
And I'm not a believer in heavy sleds at all. I think if you have more than a 45-pound plate on a sled, you're just BSing yourself. You know, don't impress me with a 700-pound sled pull. It's nonsense. You know, just because when you're going that slow, you're wallowing. You're not sprinting.
Yeah.
You know, and you really just want to mimic what it'd be like going up a hill. Well, and then, of course, I did mention deadlifts. Deadlifts have a value for some people in the lift for sprints. Now, when you go to a sled, then you have to really start to think, simplify things down. The two kettlebell movements.
Yeah, so in other words, when you start making the sprint more challenging, you have to give up something on the preceding movement.
There you go. That's exactly it. So, and the thing is nice though, and if all the listeners get is this, if you do a simple squatting move followed by a sprint, you're so far ahead of the rest of the pack, they can't see your dust.
Okay.
You know, you are.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to apply, and I'm going to really, really demand something from you that we didn't talk about before and see if we can come up with something together. What can a guy do in a gym? He doesn't have a big field. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking more.
I got you covered.
Okay. We're going to be talking more with Coach Dan John when we come back.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Hey, who wants to live longer? Go to superhumanradio.com today and listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekdays.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
If you want to know more cool stuff like we're talking about today on the show, but you don't want to wait for me to come up with a show to talk about it, get Coach Dan John's book, Never Let Go. Go to DaveDraper.com. The book is great. I know I'm giving it a total pimp job, but what Dan doesn't know is that most nights I read his book before I go to sleep, and I just crack it open. And wherever I crack it open, I just start reading, and there's always something great. I always come away learning something, and sometimes it has nothing to do with training. Sometimes it's my day took a hot steaming one on me, and then I read something in Dan's book, and it's like, you know, I need to look at things differently. You need to get this book, Never Let Go. Fantastic book. Go to DaveDraper.com and pick it up. All right, Dan. So I'm an average guy. I go to 24-hour fitness. How do I use this?
Well, yeah, actually, that's something I developed about following up on this. I came to the same problems myself, and what we developed is a thing called Eagles, and then, of course, double Eagles, something you might not be able to do in a gym, but Eagles are where you take two kettlebells or two dumbbells and you do front squats, okay? And then you farmer walk them, and then you do more front squats, and then you farmer walk them. So farmer walker is where you put them down your side and you carry them.
Yeah.
And what happens in a gym setting is it's weird because you get kind of some different benefits. It's the same but different, okay? So the Eagle, and it's named after that, our school mascot, the Eagle is simply double front squats for eight, walk about 20 meters, 20, you know, or so, whatever, and you stop, and then you try to do another set of eight front squats.
So in other words, the farmer's walk is almost like the sled pull. I mean, you're creating a demand on the body to move against an immovable force, basically, which is the weight of the dumbbells.
You just whatever you the upside is you changed instead of doing a set of 16, you did a set of 8, and then did something radically different, loaded, and that's kind of where you want to do it. The funny thing about the Eagle for most people is that they'll say later on, this is 100 times harder than I thought it would be. On paper, this is and what you're supposed to do in the actual Eagle workout is 8 sets of 8. And here's the kicker: you don't put the dumbbells or kettlebells down.
Never put them down.
So you're resting your
man.
Grip.
Your forearms must be totally.
No, because see, you rest your grip when you're front squatting.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Oh, wait. Follow what I just said though. While you're front squatting, you're resting your grip. And when you're walking, what are you resting? So you never rest.
Right.
So it's a set of 64. front squat.
Wow, if you want to look cool in your gym, do this. I'm going to do it because you know what? I compressed a nerve. I did something really stupid a few weeks ago. I got on that seated trap machine. You know, you load it with plates and you sit down and then you do shrugs with it. When I rolled into place, I compressed one of my vertebrae, and that night I had severe pain running down my legs and then numbness, and then literally I felt if I didn't know better, I would have thought I had a stroke. I couldn't walk literally for a couple days.
Wow.
And yeah, I know. Well, everything's come back except my hips. My hips are still wobbly. When I go up stairs or when I do certain things like lunges, my knee wants to just fly out. My hip just wants to open up. And I remember reading in someone's book, maybe it was yours, farmer's walks, while they're really good for your traps and your grip work and so on, they're fantastic for your hips.
Well, here's a quick little hint for you if your gym has it. If it has a matted floor at all and there's a line, try to walk the line like Johnny Cash would tell you. Try to put your left foot, your right foot, your left foot, your right foot on the line. And
while farmer walking, you mean? With
mm-hmm.
weight?
And what that does is it makes your hips swing through.
Yeah, I could see that.
They say you know you have a correct walking gait is when you do only leave one line of footprints. And you can almost look on behind you at a beach and instantly, you know, do a functional movement screen. You know, if you've got one foot pointed out and then the other foot's, you know, 18 inches away, pointed in, and you think you're walking straight, you got some massive hip issues. And so when you walk, you should leave one line of footsteps on the beach.
I used to be able to do that, but when I normally farmer walk 150s, and
okay.
I love farmer's walk because I just think it's a fantastic overall movement.
Sure.
I picked up 100-pound dumbbells the other day, and my right leg did not want to cooperate. It just kept tracking out. The toe kept pointing out. The leg kept going out. It was just, and I would try to pull it in, and I would have a hard time stabilizing myself. I had to really consciously focus on walking. It was unbelievable.
Well, try this straight line technique. And the funny thing is, see, your leg's coming out. When you walk on the line, your adductors have to be hyper-firing. They have to be wide awake, and that's going to help you over time. If you're injured, you're injured, you know. But walking the line is going to really wake up those adductors, really wake them up, and force that right leg to keep coming over. And you'll notice that at first your right hip will be a little squirrely, but then, you know, because it's going to have to come over the top. But that's why the walking the line with farmer walks, really underrated little technique I just told you. Really,
I'm going to try it, and I've got a good friend Carmella who lives up in Canada, who's also recovering from some hip surgery,
sure.
And she just messaged me a couple minutes ago saying that she's going to start doing that too. Thank you for tell Coach Dan John. Thank you. I'm going to do those too.
No, it's the simple technique, and the other thing I make sure your shoulders are back, your head is up. You know, you're walking proud. You know, all those little things you were told in posture class, they really are correct. They really are correct in that tracking down the one line. And it's an instant feedback, too. If you can't do tracking down one line, the intelligent athlete will ask themselves, why can't I track down one line? And, by the way, it's completely okay to use your brain while you're training. There's nothing wrong with it. And so, if you can't walk a line and you've got 300-pound weights in each hand, well, maybe the world is trying to tell you to get down to 100-pound plates in each hand. That's just a real quick one. You know, it's funny, I've got my interns, I've given them assignment. Their assignment this week is to work on a progression of plank exercises, hinging exercises, and walking or gait exercises. A progression, so if someone comes in injured to them, they can walk them through a basic, you know, push-up position plank to a star plank to a get-up to whatever. And the gait stuff is funny because it's like to think about walking again. We've been talking about Linford sprints all day, Litvinov and sprinting. But, you know, you have people listening who really need to go back to walking on a straight line.
Yeah.
One of the things I do on the campus here, I try to, you know, we have these long linoleum hallways, you know, these great hallways. And they have that little scene. Well, you just try to walk down. Look at the seam. Walk for a while. Then take your eyes off and see how many steps you can go before you start tracking. Right
without looking at, in other words, stop looking at the line and try to walk on the line.
And it's funny because you know you're doing it, and within about six steps, you're two linoleums over. In six steps, I mean, how did my body?
I mean,
that really
speaks to proprioception. I mean, you know, your brain is not hinged up properly to the muscles, and that in of itself is great exercise. That okay, yeah. So one of the things that people can do if they want to take advantage of this Litvinov-esque movement, but they're in a gym, is the Eagles, and that is basically take a set of dumbbells and do front squats with them, and then immediately drop them to your side, and then farmer walk them for 20 or so meters, and then stop and do front squats again, and just do that 8 times.
Now, if you can go back and forth. Now, here's the thing, and listeners, listen carefully. Be gentle the first time. You know, don't be afraid to rest. And here's the thing. If you do that work, if you just do the 8 sets of 8 in the front squat and you do all those farmer walks, well, what else do you need to do?
You're done for the day, you mean?
Yeah, we'll do the workout. Let me know.
Okay, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm actually going to do it tomorrow, okay? I've been walking to the gym to rehabilitate my legs. So I'm going to walk to the gym tomorrow. It's 2 miles each way. I'm going to walk to the gym. I'm going to do this work. I'm going to do any of you who live in Phoenix that happen to train at Pure Fitness off of McClintock and Warner. I'm going to be up there tomorrow morning around 8 a.m. And if you want to see an idiot in practice, come watch me do Eagles. What are double Eagles? What do you do with double Eagles?
Now, double Eagles are a little bit more fun. A double Eagle is when you do the same workout, but you drag a sled.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Now, here's the thing. When you take a farmer bar and drag a sled, it becomes a almost total hamstring butt workout. Because when you step forward, there's no momentum. So, you ever run around on a, I'm sitting on a chair with wheels on it.
Right.
Have you ever gone forward, done that hamstring workout where you run, in a rolling chair
I've heard about it. I know you're sitting in a chair with wheels, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and then you kind of walk down.
And you crab walk it, right? Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's like that. See, because when you're farmer walking with a sled, every step there's no momentum, so with that front foot has to grab the earth
and pull
everything over to the left foot. And then that has to pull everything over. And so your hamstrings get this hellacious workout. And then you go to the other end, your front squat, which, of course, just hits everything in a different way. So the double eagle is doing that with the sled. Okay?
Wow, and so that's your glutes. I mean, you know what? And there's a lot of people out there who train very hard. I'd love to see some people try this and email me after they try it. I would love to hear about it because I got a funny feeling that this is this pushes the body to a whole new limit. Hey Dan, we've come to the end of the interview. Those of you out there, again, I know I've said it numerous times, but I cannot tell you how happy you will be if you get this book. Pick up the book over at DaveDraper.com. Never Let Go, Dan John's book. It's filled with stuff like this. It's an amazing book. That's all I can say. And I want to thank you for writing it. I want to thank you for writing it because it's something that I really enjoy, and I literally read it. Every week I read two or three nights, I pick that book up and just crack it open and read it, and I always get something good out of it.
I get some interesting emails about the same thing. I had one guy who said for Lent he was going to read a chapter a night. By Saturday, the first week, he was done with the book. He said I couldn't put it down.
That makes perfect sense. Hey, Dan, thanks so much for taking time out and coming on the show today, huh?
All right, let's talk again soon.
Okay, very good, Dan. All right, so there you have it, Coach Dan John. Wonderful guy. Get his book, Never Let Go. You can get it over at DaveDraper.com. I promise you'll enjoy it. We'll see everybody tomorrow. We got a great show tomorrow. We're going to be talking nutrigenomics. How supplements and nutrition can change your genetic outcome in this life. You are not trapped by your genetics. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow with Dr. Michael Smith from LEF.org. Stay tuned. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
AceMyGH.com.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Friday. I love Fridays. One of the greatest things to come out of the Human Genome Project, which was partly funded by the National Institute of Health, was probably something that they did not intend to be discovered. The Human Genome Project took about 13 years. It ended, I think, in 2002 or 2003. And the whole idea was to be able to find genetic markers for diseases so that interventive medicine could be involved, or preemptive strikes, if you will, could be initiated, such in the area of breast cancer. If a woman had the genetic markers for breast cancer, she could go ahead and preemptively have her breasts removed, which a lot of women did, ironically. But one of the greatest things to come out of the Human Genome Project was not at all what they had wanted, perhaps, to be elucidated. And that was that your environment, and more importantly, nutrition, and in that area, supplementation, plays a greater role in the outcome of your life than the genetic blueprint. You are not a hostage to your genetics. My guest today is Dr. Michael Smith. He is with Life Extension Foundation. Probably no other group has pioneered and professed the importance of what is called nutrigenomics than any other organization out there other than LEF.org. Welcome to the show, Dr. Smith.
Hey, Carl. How you doing?
Great, great. You know, it really is startling that do you remember when right after the Human Genome Project was completed, there were women going in and being tested for the markers of breast cancer and actually electing to have their breasts removed?
Yeah, the problem with all that was is just because you define what a gene is or you identify all the genes in the genome, that doesn't mean you understand the functionality of the genes. You may not understand what the end result of those genes are. So all they were able to do is recognize genes that might predispose people to risk. So if you had those genes, you had to get rid of the organ that could become diseased.
And that's
unfortunate because you're right. A lot of women did end up having surgery when they really didn't need to because of this new field that's coming out with this called nutrigenomics.
And I remember specifically a couple years ago, I forget, watching some news magazine show where they had women who actually went for the test, and some of them literally had mastectomies done.
Right.
And
yep.
Others didn't. And now it was like 8, 9, 10, 11 years up the road or whatever, you know, four, five, whatever. And the women that didn't elect to have their breasts removed had no indications of cancer.
Right.
And now we look at them yet again and we see that they didn't develop cancer.
Right.
And it's very sad that people jumped on that bandwagon without realizing that the environment and what you put in your mouth has a greater effect.
Exactly. You know, Carl, this is what's really exciting about this. you know, even when I was in medical school, we were taught this about 20 years ago, we were taught that, you know, your DNA is like set in stone.
Right.
Okay. And that what your genes are is it's who you are. You can't do anything about it. And, you know, yes, we learned about how the DNA replicates and does all that, but we didn't really understand what the genes in our body, the DNA, was really doing. What we now know is that that's completely wrong. And this field of nutrigenomics, which we'll define here in a second, is gonna flip everything upside down. What we now understand, because coming from that Human Genome Project, is that your DNA couldn't be further from set in stone. It is actually more like a blueprint. Okay, and you think of a blueprint when you're building a building or something. You got your blueprint that you start from. Well, you can almost think of it this way: that your DNA is that blueprint for how you're going to behave, how you're going to fight disease day to day. It's almost like your body uses that blueprint to build you up each day, and you can influence how your body is built to fight disease day to day to day. It is not set in stone. This is amazing new research that actually shows us there are nutrients that can affect how genes are expressed in a positive way. And that's what nutrigenomics are. This is the revolution in this supplement industry, how we can actually affect the genes. Let me ask you this, Carl. Do you know what's in the human body right now that your own body makes that actually affects the genes? Do you know what they are?
Well, I mean, hormones.
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
No, I mean, hormones are messengers that affect genetic expression.
Done. Perfect.
Right.
Perfect. Yeah. Right now in your body, your hormones actually go to the DNA in a cell and influence how that cell responds to the environment, right?
Right. Right.
Well, there are nutrients that you find in food that do the exact same thing. There are nutrients that actually are able to go to the genetic level and influence how those genes are going to respond to environmental situations. And how those genes respond in those situations is really what gives you your defenses against chronic disease. Let's use, I think the best example for this is inflammation.
Right.
Okay? We know that there are genes in the human body that actually produce the proteins that lead to inflammation, okay? And right now, most of the nutrients we have, fish oils, I know there are a lot of people like to do the Wobenzymes, the systemic enzymes, stuff like that, that influence inflammation, that ease inflammation in the body after it's already started, okay? That's still good, right? That's wonderful stuff. But now think about this. We are finding, and Life Extension is leading the way in all this, by the way, we are finding nutrients that can actually affect the genes that make the inflammation before the inflammation even starts.
Right.
So we're going back to the root cause.
Omega-3s are profoundly effective at reducing inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Fish, obviously, in the area of fish oil. Would this be an example of what we're talking about here?
Well, in fish oil, this is interesting. This is what makes this industry so cool to be in, Carl. The information's evolving every day. It wasn't that long ago that we believed that the omega-3 fatty acids, you know, those are the fish oils, but that's why we take fish oils, is for the omega-3s, that they only influenced inflammation after it already started, that the omega-3s weren't able to affect the genes. And even in some of the articles we wrote not that long ago, just last year, a few months ago, we talked about omega-3s not being able to influence genes. But guess what's just coming out recently? There's some new studies, specifically, there's a Dr. Peter Giles, who's part of the Human Genome Project, as a matter of fact. He is now showing that fish oils actually do affect the genes. So fish oils may be one of these nutrigenomic products. But one of the ones we first started researching was, believe it or not green tea, but black tea.
Really?
Yes. Black tea. You guys, have you heard of the theophylavins?
Yes,
the theophylavins are those most important parts of the antioxidants, basically, in the black tea that really give it its benefits. Theophylavins were one of the first nutrients that were shown in good laboratory studies now to go to the gene and downregulate the genes that produce inflammation and upregulate the genes that protect you from inflammation. So black tea was really one of the first nutrigenomic nutrients that we ever talked about. And it's why we started making products focused around black tea last year. Wow. So again, I mean, this is amazing stuff. And here's the take-home message, Carl. This is what your listeners must understand. This is the new revolution in this industry, and it's all about your DNA and the fact that your DNA is not set in stone. Even if you have bad family histories for cancers, for heart disease, whatever it may be, you don't have to live with that. Now, I'm not saying these nutrients change the DNA. That's not what I'm saying. We have discovered nutrients that can influence how that DNA behaves,
right,
given a certain situation. So you can actually change from a day-to-day basis that blueprint. So every day you can build a body, essentially, that will fight disease, that will protect you from chronic age-related conditions we all are at risk for, simply by doing the right nutrients. This is amazing new research, and I got to tell you, I'm so excited that Life Extension is really picking this up, because not a lot of people are talking about this.
I got my daughter is actually listening to this show today. Her name is Taylor. This is her area of study at college in San Diego.
Cool. Excellent.
What would you say to a young student who is looking at genetics and this area of science? What would they, should they also be studying nutrition?
Well, yeah, I think so, because what we now know is that, well, let's back up for a sec. We've always known, Carl, that your genetic makeup can influence how your diet will affect you, okay? You know, I gotta use my dad as an example. My dad, he has longevity on his side of the family, okay? And he eats horribly. Right? I can't get him to exercise. I can't get him to take any supplement. I can't get him to do anything. Yet on his, and his whole family is like that. Yet they live a long time. So we know that his genetics allows him to eat that bad food, and it doesn't influence him as bad. So we've always known that genetics affect how diet affects you. But now we're flip-flopping it. Now we're actually saying diet can affect your genes. So if you have that propensity to heart disease, even if you eat pretty well, you can add a few important targeted nutrients into your regimen, and you can actually better, more positively, influence your genes to protect your heart.
Okay.
So we're flipping it around. What I would tell your daughter, what was her name, Taylor?
Taylor.
I would tell Taylor, here's the thing. I would tell her to study nutrition. And I would tell her to focus a lot on not so much the DNA. This is kind of a little bit more specific for Taylor. I would tell her to focus on things called transcription factors. See, what we know, Carl, is you have a gene, right? And the gene can either be turned on or turned off. And what turns the genes on or off are these things called transcription factors. What we actually believe is happening is the nutrients like black tea, the theophylline, comes in there and controls these transcription factors. They're almost like the managers of the genes. And they help the managers manage the expression of the gene better. Tell your daughter to study how nutrients influence those transcription factors.
Well, from your lips to her ears, because she's actually listening to my show today, because we were talking. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk more specifically about which nutrients and which diseases. We're talking today with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. We're talking about nutrigenomics. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Tune into the Superhuman Channel 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and listen to classic episodes of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Listen Now button.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
This is for Carl. My name is Sven Durgan. I live out in California. I don't even know how I came up on your radio show, but I listened to your raw food eating with your guests Randy Roach and Josh Trentini, I believe, back in January. And it's the best radio interview I've ever heard in my life. I've been eating raw for the last 3-4 months, and it has just changed my life for the better. So what I really want to do is just call you and say thank you. You're doing a great job. And keep up the good work.
And thank you very much for that. And anytime you want to leave me a message, it's real easy to do. 206-222-2218 is the Superhuman Radio hotline. You can let me know what I'm doing right or let me know what I'm doing wrong, and I will play it on the air. My guest today is Dr. Michael Smith. We're talking about nutrigenomics. You are not a hostage to your genetics. You can change the outcome in your life by what you put in your mouth. Okay, so Dr. Smith, one of the things that I have to believe that was, again, introduced by LEF that has a profound effect on DNA expression
mm-hmm.
is melatonin.
Yeah, melatonin. Which one of the right now most of the hormones that get the notoriety for affecting the DNA are the things like the estrogens, the testosterones, right?
Right.
But we also know that melatonin may act in some of the same ways that the resveratrol does, the pterostilbenes do, by affecting the anti-aging genes.
The sirtuins.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, at higher doses, melatonin has been shown to activate those sirt genes that help to protect basically your body from everything from antioxidants to carcinogens.
Right.
Your body has this built-in defense mechanisms for those types of dangerous insults to the body, like carcinogens, for instance, and they're called the sirt genes. Turns out that not only calorie restriction turns them on, but melatonin, resveratrol, and then the new one we like now called pterostilbene. So right there, Carl, those two, the resveratrol and pterostilbene, those two nutrients absolutely are nutrigenomic nutrients. They affect gene expression. Perfect now, example of how diet controls genes.
Okay. Now, are there other specific supplements that people should be looking at if they are predisposed to specific illnesses?
Yes. I would say, first of all, understand this. Let's talk about inflammation again real quick, okay?
Yeah, because inflammation really is at the core of most disease that we suffer. Chronic disease today finds its genesis in inflammation. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, absolutely. I like to teach, when I do my outside lectures here for Life Extension, I like to teach everybody that inflammation is the common denominator of all age-related disease, okay? So whether you're talking about cancer, heart disease, stroke, whatever, arthritis, whatever you're talking about, if it's going to affect us as we get older, inflammation is part of that process, and it's a driving force in that process. And so we always want to, one of the key things to longevity and remaining healthy and strong and keeping that sound mind throughout your life is to reduce or ease inflammation. Unfortunately, a lot of the medications out there to ease inflammation have terrible side effects, right?
Right.
Some of them are being pulled off the market and as we speak, but that's a different show.
Right.
But we do know that there are some great nutrients that can help with the inflammation. The key one is the first nutrigenomic that was really discovered. That's the black tea, the theaflavins, controlling that inflammation at that genetic level. Another one that a lot of people forget about, and I got to tell you, I use this supplement every day because I have bad sinuses. And that's quercetin. Quercetin is found in a lot of your citrus fruits, stuff like that. But quercetin is also a nutrient that has been shown to go back to that DNA that controls inflammation. And quercetin is able to influence it. It's able to turn on genes that protect you from inflammation and turn off genes that produce the inflammation. So quercetin and black tea would be a great combination for all of us, first of all, because inflammation affects us all, but anybody dealing with heart issues, autoimmune disorders, the classic ones like rheumatoid, lupus, stuff like that. If you have bad arthritis, if you have irritable or inflammatory bowel disease, a great combination would be black tea and quercetin.
Yeah, quercetin
and the sinuses too.
Okay, quercetin is a bioflavonoid. We've talked about it on this show in the past. There's a couple things that you should be aware about if you are going to use quercetin. If you are a heavy consumer of caffeine, you'll want to back your caffeine down because quercetin actually allows caffeine to stay in the system.
That's
keeps
true.
The
yep.
liver from removing it from the bloodstream. So you'll want to back your caffeine consumption down so that you're not up all night long. The other important thing about quercetin is, and this could be a benefit, if you are dealing with any types of cancers and you don't want growth factors to increase the spread of these cancers, quercetin upregulates IGF-1 binding protein 3.
Mm-hmm.
So it binds more greatly to IGF-1 and actually helps balance the GH to IGF-1 ratio. But yeah, quercetin's great stuff. The only thing I would say, like I said, if you're a heavy consumer of caffeine, just back the caffeine down because it's going to circulate longer.
You bring up a good point, Carl, too. You know, when we're making these kind of suggestions, we're talking to kind of like a hypothetical, a generic situation. Anybody that has any cancer, heart issues, I mean, you should always, have a good nutritionist involved. Your doctor should be involved because they better know your overall history. But if you look at just what quercetin does to the DNA, it does control inflammation at that genetic level.
Yeah, great
stuff. We do like that combination of quercetin and black tea. If, for instance, if you have somebody with immune issues, grapeseed extract. Grapeseed extract is has the ability to go to the genes and influence and balance your certain types of T cells. There's T cells that attack cells and kill them, and there's T cells that kind of bring or calm down the immune system after it's kind of already fought the infection, and you want to have a nice balance between those types of T cells, which are critical immune cells. Grapeseed extract seems to influence at the genetic level the balancing act of those two parts of the immune system.
Now,
absolutely.
Let's talk about something for a second. Contact dermatitis or eczema has been associated with improper T cell reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So are you saying that people who have eczema could benefit from taking a grapeseed extract?
Absolutely, because a lot of these types of stress-related skin disorders which have some autoimmune or immune abnormality to them, it's an imbalance between two parts of the immune system. One is called Th1,
right,
which is the T cells that are cytotoxic. They kill things.
Right.
And versus what's called Th2, which is more of the B cells, the antibodies and stuff. And in the middle in between, I guess is a better way to say it, between Th1 and Th2, in the middle of that is what's called the T regulatory cells. It looks like grapeseed is able to influence how those T cells that regulate both sides of that immune response. It balances it out better. We've seen people with autoimmune disorders like Hashimoto's in the thyroid.
Right.
We've even seen improvements in MS where you're balancing out those two sides of the immune response with these types of nutrients that can affect it at the gene level, like grapeseed extract.
Great. That's a great bit of information right there. That's fantastic.
I take grapeseed extract every day, by the way. I love it. Not only that, I mean, put all that aside for a sec, Carl. Grape seeds are some of the best antioxidants you can put in your body.
Okay. I actually use a mayonnaise substitute that I buy that's made from grapeseed.
Interesting.
I don't know if it has extract in it. I'm going to have to look now.
You have to look.
What's the standardization in grapeseed extract that we're looking for of the, what is the active ingredient that we're looking for to be standardized?
The main thing is it should be standardized. The way you're going to see it is it's going to be a condensed 2 to 5 unit flavonoid and polyphenol form, which mm-hmm. what that means is they take the actual grape and they take the seed out, and they don't give it a percent because you don't need a lot of it. You only need about 50 milligrams of the grape seeds to do this. They concentrate it down into these units. They call them the flavonoid units. There's 2 to 5 flavonoid units per, say, 50 milligrams. And that's what you want to see on the label. You want to see 2 to 5 units of these polyphenols in about a 50 milligram grape seed extract.
So it's like 5 to 10% concentration of the active ingredient.
Doesn't come out quite like that. The units are measured a little bit more complex way.
Okay.
But yeah, you just on the label, if it's a proper grape seed extract, it's going to say 2 to 5 units flavonoids and or polyphenols in about 50 milligrams of the actual extract. That's what it's going to say.
Okay.
Okay.
That's really good. And so this is something, now obviously you've been on my show before, but we've really never kind of plugged the fact that Life Extension Foundation sells supplements like this, correct?
Oh yeah, we're really leading the way in nutrigenomics. We just came out in what was it, December, early January, with a extract of pterostilbene. Pterostilbene is part of the same family that resveratrol comes from. Everybody knows about resveratrol, right? Everybody knows the red wine supplement. That's what my dad calls it. Turns on those cert genes. Well, it turns out that there's a whole class of resveratrol-type molecules, and the next one that we're going to really promote is called pterostilbene. That's another nutrigenomic.
Okay,
it's able to turn on those same anti-aging genes.
We need to take a break. Let's take this break early. So when we come back, I want to talk more about that. How do you pronounce it? Pterostilbene?
Pterostilbene.
Pterostilbene.
You got it.
Like Regis Philbin. Okay. I got to associate it with something that I already know. All right. We're talking today with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lean back. In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Are you bored at work? Listen to the Superhuman Channel daily. Catch older episodes of Superhuman Radio, plus listen to Superhuman Radio live every day at 1 p.m. Pacific.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, you can get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Foundation's magazine. I get it every month. I look forward to getting it every month. If you go to superhumanradio.com, down on the right-hand side of the website, there's a link to click. You'll get a free 6-month subscription of, in my humble opinion, one of the greatest magazines you can read if you're interested in nutrition and supplementation. Groundbreaking stuff is always talked about in the LEF magazine. My guest today, Dr. Michael Smith from LEF.org, Life Extension Foundation. We're talking about nutrigenomics. Genomics. I'm sorry about that. I got to find another, I got to find the Regis Philbin to remember that by now. Anyway, okay, so let's talk a little bit about, you were talking about, now I forgot how to say it.
The pterostilbene.
Pterostilbene. Okay.
Or pterostilbene. There's a lot of potatoes.
What is pterostilbene?
Okay, there is a group of molecules that are found, or compounds that are found in things like grapes, blueberries, dark colored type fruits that are called stilbenes. Okay? That's the family name. Resveratrol is the classic one in that. I think most people know what that is. Well, we, at Life Extension, we knew that even when resveratrol was first talked about, that there was many other types of resveratrols out there, okay? And so our first one that we looked at was this one called pterostilbene. Pterostilbene falls under this same family. And here's what we discovered. Resveratrol, as you know, turns on those cert genes, as you mentioned before, right?
Right.
Those cert genes basically are designed to protect your body from oxidative stress, inflammation, glycation, all of these new theories of aging, basically. That's what the cert genes do, and resveratrol turns them on. Well, it turns out, though, that the action of resveratrol doesn't last that long. So there's another one out there called pterostilbene that actually affects other genes that protects the actions that resveratrol had. It's almost like it makes resveratrol last longer. So now we have two stilbenes that we like to use, pterostilbene and resveratrol. You put them together, you almost get a synergistic effect on the DNA and what we believe on longevity.
Really?
Yes. This is all fascinating new stuff, Carl. You're going to hear, have your listeners remember that family of compounds called stilbenes.
Stilbenes.
And follow Life Extension.
How do you spell it?
Stilbenes are stilbene.
Stilbene.
That's the family.
Okay.
Pterostilbene is ptero and then stilbene. And then you have resveratrol. Those are the first two that we've really looked at. There's a whole slew of these stilbene molecules.
Okay.
And you're gonna and just have everybody follow Life Extension. We're gonna be writing a lot about nutrigenomics, the stilbenes coming up this year, because this is really where the industry needs to go towards.
Right.
Things that can influence that blueprint, that DNA blueprint that ultimately is gonna tell you how long you're gonna live and how well you're gonna live.
Right. And that's what it really comes down to. You know, I've said this before, and you can't say it often enough because if people don't understand this, the whole idea about extending life isn't about chasing girls because you're older and they're younger. It's about staving off age-related disease. In this country,
right,
and in the world, really, we traded infectious disease for chronic disease.
That's a good way to put it, Carl.
Because infectious disease took our lives back in the day, and when people point that, well, people are living longer today, it's because doctors started washing their hands in between delivering babies, and people understood not to drink water from the stream downstream from where the guy was pooping, and all those breakthroughs allowed us to live longer. Well, now we've got that out of the way, and now we're dying from chronic disease, and chronic disease is closely linked to inflammation. We know that.
Right.
And it has everything to do with what we are told we should be eating.
Right.
And now we have an opportunity to finally address that.
Well, another point to bring into that, you can't rely on your traditional doctors to handle this either.
No.
Traditional medicine, your allopathic medical doctors, which I'm one of, okay, but I've had to do a lot of my own studying in nutrition and stuff. Traditional medicines cannot handle chronic disease development. They can't. Traditional medicines are great if you're having an acute heart attack or if you're in a car wreck and you're bleeding to death. That's where you want the traditional doctor. But beyond that, the traditional medicines fail because they don't go to the underlying cause. Nutrigenomics is now this, is now a pathway into the blueprint of your DNA that can literally go to the underlying problem associated with aging and a lot of age-related diseases. That's why we're so excited about this.
Yeah.
This is it. This is going to be the field for the next few years.
Now, let's talk about another supplement that seems to be making its way around the internet. And when I was at one of the recent A4M conventions in Las Vegas, there was a couple companies hawking products made from astragalus, saying that it has the ability to stimulate telomerase.
Yes, let's talk about that. The astragalus, and there's some other herbs out there that we call these. There's adaptogenic herbs. Astragalus is loosely in that grouping of these types of herbs, along with ashwagandha, rhodiola, stuff like that.
Really, rhodiola? All of those adaptogens fall into this category.
Yeah, well, we're looking into them right now.
Okay.
I actually believe we're going to find and discover. See, again, Carl, this is what is so cool about this industry, about this idea of nutrigenomics. This is the forefront. Your listeners are going to learn and discover as life extension, and as myself and you learn and discover. That's just, they're right there with us.
On
That's
the front
what's so
end.
Cool about
on
it.
The front
on
end,
the
right.
front on the front end of all this.
Right.
So the astragalus does loosely fall into these types of herbs called adaptogens. Astragalus, as a matter of fact, is being studied in HIV patients because what it does is it actually has been shown in petri dishes so far. Now we got to move it to human clinical trials. That's the next step. But astragalus has been shown in petri dishes to actually lengthen the telomere. See, the telomere is your biological clock.
Right.
It sticks on the end of the chromosome. And every time a cell divides to make sisters of itself, if you will, the telomeres shorten. And when the telomeres get to a certain length, a short length, the cell says, okay, I can't divide anymore. I have to kill myself. That killing process is called apoptosis. So the length of the telomere is linked to programmed cell death.
Right.
And it's how the body gets rid of old cells, right?
Right.
Well, in HIV patients, for example, the telomeres that are associated with immune cells, like CD4 cells, the T cells that are affected by the virus,
mm-hmm.
they shorten at like three times the rate. Well, guess what astragalus does? It goes to the DNA that controls the enzymes that cut that telomere down, that make it shorter and shorter. Astragalus turns them off. So every time that T cell now divides, that telomere doesn't shorten as much.
Now, but here's the $64,000 question. Like $64,000 doesn't even means anything anymore. here's the $64,000 question. Is there a way to lengthen? Now, there's some companies out there who are coming up with some sort of acid-based product from the astragalus are claiming that it actually can lengthen the telomere, which the way I understand it also is when the telomere starts to get short, then replication of your DNA becomes haphazard and can lead to carcinogenic
mutations.
Thank you. Mutations.
Yeah, I mean, basically, the more and more a cell divides, the more and more chance you're going to have a mutated
cell.
It's
like back in the old days, if you took a photocopy of a photocopy of a photocopy of a photocopy, by the last one you got was all blurry. You couldn't even make it
right.
out.
Right. So you don't get down to that real blurry one. The body cuts it off. The body says, okay, cell, you've divided enough, and it makes that determination by the length of the telomere.
So, but is there anything that can lengthen the telomere?
That's the next step in all this. Right now, what we've definitely shown is that astragalus, and it's not the only one. I do suspect that more of these adaptogenic herbs, the ginsengs, the ashwagandhas, they probably also have this kind of influence. Certain bitter herbs, like Andrographis paniculata, probably do influence genes at this level, where we may now be able to show that they are able to lengthen the telomere. And that's going to then make these cells live longer, and that's going to impact HIV. That's going to be a revolution in HIV treatment.
Where does ginger and gingerol and shogols fall into all this?
I don't know. I haven't seen any evidence that ginger is affecting things at the gene level
right.
at this point.
Okay.
But remember, Carl, remember, this is brand new stuff.
Yeah, no one studied it yet. Right.
This is brand new stuff. I told you just – Not even that long ago, we wrote an article comparing fish oils and black tea. And in that article, we said fish oils don't affect the genes, black tea does. Well, now we're finding studies that fish oils do affect the genes to control inflammation.
Do you know that I like Carlson's fish oil with the lemon flavor? I go through a $46 bottle a week because I drink 3 shot glasses of it a day. No, I mean, I sincerely do. I love this stuff. I think it's fantastic.
Well, first of all, just so your listeners know, Carl, I do consider fish oils to be a foundational supplement. I mean, there's a lot of fancy things to do, and that's something we got to make sure everybody understands. Before you start getting worried about all these fancy things that we're talking about here today, Carl, there's core foundational supplements that everybody really needs to be on. You got to be on that potent, high-quality multivitamin. You got to get some CoQ10. Make sure you got some good fiber in your diet. Get that fish oil going. Vitamin D. That's critical. I mean, really, that's where you got to start. Once you get that foundation, you can then move up. I kind of call it a pyramid. You got the foundational level of a pyramid. Without that foundation, that pyramid, that supplement regimen cannot be built.
Right.
Once your listeners got those core things going, then we can start worrying about things like the pterostilbenes and the resveratrols. But you really got to have that foundation. And just like you said, fish oils are right there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we'll close the show. We're talking today with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Leave. Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in. believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, who wants to live longer? Go to superhumanradio.com today and listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekdays.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. We're talking about nutrigenomics. You can affect the outcome of your life. You can affect your DNA. You can. You're not held hostage. That's the important thing to take away from the show today. You're not held hostage. If you've seen your grandparents and your parents die of diseases. Now, I get emails from people all the time. You know, my dad died at 40. My grandfather died at 40. I'm 37. Well, guess what? You don't have to die at 40. Okay? There are things that you can do, and we're talking about those things right now. Dr. Smith, what about there's a little bit of a grassroots movement right now by some companies to actually do DNA testing in order to select supplements. What do you think about that? You think it's overblown, or you think it's something that we're going to evolve to?
I think it's something we're going to evolve into right now. I think it's still a little bit too early, because for you to be able to do that, you're assuming we understand what the function of each gene does. We don't really know at that level yet. We're learning what the genes are that make up the human genome. But to really break it down to that level, that's the next step in all this. And I think we're a good decade, if not more, from being able to set up genetically appropriate supplement regimens for individuals. We're still a ways from that. So in the meantime, we just have to focus on with what we got, right? And I think we have enough to go by right now. Just let's review for your listeners the main ones to focus on right now, the ones that have a lot of evidence behind them in the research. You got your black tea for inflammation, quercetin for inflammation. So if you're dealing with high inflammatory conditions, man, I'd get on those too. As you said, watch the caffeine, for instance, with the quercetin. You got the resveratrol and the pterostil beans for longevity. And you got the grapeseed extract for enhancing balancing the immune system to help your immune system work better, so that it's in a way that it's balanced properly. Those are the main ones we have right now. But I really think the genetic supplement regimens are in the future. But I don't know, Carl. I think we've still got a ways to go there.
Yeah, there are companies that are already pushing.
Yeah, I know.
Because you can get a DNA test pretty cheaply now, and they just need a swab from inside your cheek.
Yeah. Again, I think it's fascinating stuff, and I think someday. And this probably also applies not just to the nutrients. This also applies maybe if someday, God forbid, one of your listeners has to go through chemo, has to have any type of treatment, you know, for MS, for Alzheimer's, whatever, that they can almost individualize even the drugs to your genetic makeup, right? So I think that is a huge, exciting field coming down in the future. I just don't, not sure if we're there yet. That's just my opinion on that.
Does LEF have an astragalus supplement at this point?
We don't, but I think, I'll be honest with you, remember, one of the things at Life Extension, Carl, we're all about informing people, so I don't mind telling you, one of the best companies that makes astragalus is the Gaia Herbs.
D-Geyer?
Gaia.
Oh, Gaia. G-Y-A?
Gaia Herbs makes a wonderful liquid astragalus. That can also fall in that same category for the immune system, affecting the immune system genes like the grapeseed extracts.
Where does vitamin D3 fall into all this?
Well, D3, remember now.
Because it really is a hormone. It's not a vitamin.
Yeah, well, that's you have to understand. Remember, vitamin D3 is a hormone. And it does have a structure of a fatty-type hormone like the sex steroids, like your testosterone, like your estrogen. So guess where DNA goes and has its influence? On the DNA. If something is a fatty hormone, like testosterone, like estrogen, like DHEA, like vitamin D3, it can actually influence the genes because it can get through the cell membrane, it can get into the nucleus of the cell where the DNA is at, and influence, as I told your daughter to know, those transcription factors that turn on good genes, turn off maybe the not so good genes, so overall you can live a healthier life. So vitamin D is right there.
There's actually some evidence now, and it's loosely promoted evidence right now, so I don't want people to go off the deep end, but there's actually some evidence that vitamin D can help protect you from influenza. And, you know, there's lots of anecdotal mm-hmm. information out there that we've been pointing to for decades.
Yeah, well, think about this, Carl. Remember, the question has always been for many, many years, and I remember this question when I was in medical school, why does the flu kick in during the winter months?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the United States, if you live pretty much anywhere in the United States, but definitely if you live above the 35th parallel line, which is basically kind of if you think of Dallas, Texas, think of a map and think where Dallas, Texas is, and it's kind of in the middle of the state there, anything above that during the winter months, you're not making any vitamin D.
Right.
So what we now know is most likely the reason the virus is able to get a foothold in your body during the winter months is because you don't have vitamin D.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I've been pretty lucky. I haven't had a lot of flus in my life, but ever since I've been taking a decent dose of vitamin D, I got my good optimal blood level. I really haven't had any problems whatsoever for many years.
And that's another point, and I've said this in numerous times. Vitamin D is one of those vitamins, because it's a hormone, that you should be tested before and after to find proper levels,
mm-hmm.
because it could displace vitamin A, it could cause other problems. Right. Too much vitamin D is just as bad as not enough. So
yeah, absolutely. If you classify it like a hormone, all hormones, Carl, should fall within an optimal range.
We just have about 6 minutes left. This month's LEF, Life Extension Magazine, has an article about the importance of men knowing their estrogen levels. Can you just kind of give a little Reader's Digest version of what that's all about?
Well, yeah. One of the things, as a matter of fact, I just did a lecture, Carl, recently, and I called it the feminization of men. And it's what happens is as we get older, I'm sure as everybody is aware of, most listeners, as men get older, testosterone levels decrease, right? We just don't make as much, correct? I mean, I think we all understand that.
Right.
But nature plays another little trick on us there. As we age, not only are we making less testosterone, the testosterone that we do make, it converts into estrogen. The hormone that does that conversion is called the aromatase enzyme.
Right.
And for whatever reason, we're not well understood at this point, the aromatase enzyme seems to activate a little bit more as men get older. So I call it the feminization of men. The testosterone drops, the estrogen comes up. It disrupts that normal testosterone to estrogen ratio that you had when you were younger, and you can start feminizing. You start getting fat more around the hips. You can actually develop breast tissue. That's called gynecomastia. So it's not only important to raise testosterone, you got to bring that estrogen back down. Okay? As a matter of fact, Carl, a lot of aging men, if they start doing testosterone, prescription testosterone, or even other supplements that try to raise testosterone in their body, if they're not careful, they could actually just convert a lot of that right over to estrogen
right.
again.
Right.
So it's critical that anybody who's interested in balancing hormones, for men, getting more of the androgens, less of the estrogens, you really should first start with a blood test, see where your baseline numbers are, start your testosterone prescription, and follow that estrogen level. You got to make sure that estrogen level doesn't creep up. High estrogen levels in men have been associated with all kinds of heart problems, all kinds of prostate problems, cancer problems, body fat issues, loss of muscle mass. All of those can be related to the rise in estrogen, and that's what that article is about. It's about keeping that testosterone to estrogen ratio in the appropriate level for men.
And for clinicians out there listening to this, high sensitivity estrogen tests have to be used because our estrogen levels fall way, way below what women typically do, and a lot of lab assays aren't accurate below like 100 nanograms.
Right.
And so, and men usually fall in that 35 and below, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. The optimal range for what we like here at Life Extension for men is to have an estradiol level. That's the main one we check, of about 20 to 30 picograms per mil. That's not a lot. So you do have to get a good lab that can check down at those lower
high
levels.
High sensitivity, right.
Yeah, high sensitivity, about 20 to 30. Well, I got to tell you, my experience, Carl, I do a lot of labs here at Life Extension. We look at a lot of hormones. The average man, 50, 60, 70 years old, that estradiol level, that estrogen level is in the 50, 60, even sometimes 70 range.
And quite often, addressing the estrogen will help correct the testosterone, because estrogen is one of the negative feedback markers for the hypothalamus. When estrogen rises, the hypothalamus assumes that it's making enough testosterone. By suppressing estrogen, will automatically start to raise testosterone.
You're right. But if you suppress estrogen, you're going to get an influx. You're going to increase testosterone in two ways. Just like you said, the brain is going to start telling the rest of your body to make more of that testosterone. Number two, by blocking the production of the estrogen, you naturally back up the testosterone. So testosterone, or free testosterone, what's really active or available to your tissues, is going to rise. So some of the natural things people can do right off the bat to start balancing estrogen would be what are called natural aromatase inhibitors. That's that enzyme. You got to inhibit that enzyme. Things like alpha-D-glucurate, chrysin, nettle's root, zinc.
Right.
Yeah, good old-fashioned zinc, 30, 40 milligrams a day. Make sure you throw a little copper in there. You want to get to, you could have a disruption there. But zinc is a great inhibitor of that aromatase enzyme.
One of the reasons why when men eat oysters, they get horny. They're very high in zinc. All of a sudden, there's a rush of testosterone later. I know.
Zinc is a cheap, effective way to rebalance that testosterone to estrogen ratio the way you want it, like you were when you were younger. But it's not even just feeling energized and good about things, if you will, Carl. It's also about protecting your prostate.
Right.
We know now that estrogen is a potent growth factor for the cells in the prostate gland.
Right.
So it's really not the testosterone. It's really as that testosterone converts into the estrogen. That's why older men are the ones that have prostate issues.
Right.
And guess what? Older men don't have a lot of testosterone, but they got a lot of estrogen.
Right. Bingo.
Think about that.
That's why when doctors tell their male patients to stay away from testosterone therapy because it'll hurt their prostate, ask yourself this. Why wasn't your prostate inflamed when you were 19, 20, 25, when testosterone was raging? Has nothing to do with it. Right, exactly.
The other thing to remember, too, the reason a lot of doctors believe that, Carl, is because if you have a 65-year-old man and you give him testosterone, but you don't do something to block that aromatase enzyme, to block that conversion, all of that testosterone he's doing, guess where it can turn into?
Estrogen.
Estrogen. So in these older men, in these earlier studies, when they were giving them testosterone, and maybe they did develop prostate issues, it wasn't because of the testosterone, it was because it was turning all into estrogen.
Right.
Hey. So I like to always make sure men have testosterone and make sure you do things that block that estrogen production.
Very good. Dr. Smith, we've come to the end of the show. Everybody out there, go to superhumanradio.com. Get your free 6-month subscription of Life Extension magazine. Don't blame me if you don't have good information to read, because it's free right there at the website. Go there. Dr. Smith, we'll have you on again soon, right?
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you. And we will see everybody Monday with another episode of Superhuman Radio, so tune in next.